What we want to suggest is training of volunteers and of Lageso employers, not Lager employers, more qualified staff, social centers.
Get rid of
the camp situation, access to language classes for everyone, bridge the gap between government and civil society, maybe as in for the cluster systems is a tool or the kind of stop confusion, provide information. That's what we figured out, that a lot of confusion exists on the side of the refugees and also on the side of the volunteers. Then access to healthcare for everyone, financial benefit for more or less full-time volunteers, systematic involvement of newcomers who
have to get trained
as well. Empowerment, internet access for all in all the housing situations we have. And what we also said is no lagers in future, mix up people to the citizens who are already living here. And there's no one point I didn't mention, refugee law clinic, right?
Yeah.
So that's a kind of summary of all the points we figured out. There is a lot of... Yes?
I think one of the main problems here is the sign system. I guess when I'm Egyptian, so when I came here, I went to Lageso, and even the Arabic was written wrong. So this is something really weird, because this is something, a camp for the Syrians, so they don't even write, and they are not writing the Arabic in the right way. So I think it's something for them, so the Arabic should be written right. And also the sign system is all written in German, so this is a hard thing for people who are not even know English. So I think it could be something that can help some, you know, for this. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's.
Of course.
Regarding the first and the last point that you mentioned, training for volunteers and access to internet, I would suggest training for refugees about how to use internet wisely and how to access the apps and websites that could help them move on in their situation here or moving to another country. I find training for refugees, even if it's something really acute, how to access the information to your rights, how to access information about doctors. I think those trainings could make a big difference.
Yeah.
And empower people so that they don't depend on a social worker to give them all the information they might need.
That's true. Do you have a concrete idea how to?
How to?
Yes.
Develop a program for the trainings, you mean?
Yes, because we had some ideas, some solutions, but there's no, we didn't come to a clue. Maybe you have an idea for this kind of training.
Okay.
I have to say that there's this hackathon going on during the 2 days of the workshop. You know, we thought about this, and there's this internet, especially internet tools for women going on right now, but the hackathon is going until tomorrow night for anybody who's interested to join. This is in the lower foyer.
Okay.
To gain skills, programming skills, and so on.
Okay, thanks for you being
here. Thank you very much.
Maybe see you later.